Blog Talk Radio.
Dead man walking. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has read his last seven rules and tonight he's gonna try and make it rain.
Well, hello, howdy, and welcome to a special Lunch Hour Rodeo show right here on a Saturday morning. And wow, what a morning it has been here in Abilene, Kansas. Folks, we are down here for the 68th annual Wild Bill Hickok PRCA Rodeo. And man, I'm telling you, what a great week we've had here. Now, we have had your share of ups and downs down here. It has been crazy all week long, folks. But man, you know, when you've got such great people around, and despite the issues that may arise, you cannot control Mother Nature, folks. And, you know, we're going to get right down and tell you about it. Thursday night, we had a fantastic performance here in Abilene, Kansas. Round one got underway. Went to bed with clear skies, woke up about 3 o'clock in the morning to a downpour. And, folks, if you are around the Kansas area, you know that they have gotten so much rain in the last week. It is just unbelievable. They've already had to clear the arena, bring in new dirt, and lay it down in order to make it ready to go. And the committee here has done a fantastic job of making that happen. We got another torrential downpour on Thursday night into Friday morning. Yesterday I woke up, water was all the way up to the steps on the camper, but the arena was good to go. Very little muck out there, no standing water. The ground, the new dirt absorbed it well, and that arena was ready to go for a Friday night rodeo. And we're going to talk a lot about it. We're going to give you the highlights from Thursday's performance with some interviews as we were able to catch up with several of the night's winners and leaders, and just some great scores, some great guys, cowboys and cowgirls that we were able to catch up with on Thursday. And then we've got last night's performance. You know, we lost power yesterday right before showtime, so if you listen to the show, you know that we unfortunately, you know, that's the way we roll, and, you know, you just can't control some things out here. So, you know, when you've got power outages like that, you know, you do what you can. And we are able to bring you a Saturday edition. Now, this morning, we got up, went and spoke at a men's breakfast, and what a great opportunity. I want to thank one of the committee members, as well as the rodeo chaplain here, Stan Norman, for inviting us to come down and actually speak at this men's breakfast. Really was meaningful for myself to have that opportunity to share just how we have gotten to where we are today. And it just means so much. And folks, if you guys have followed along with Making A Rodeo Network, you know a lot of the story as we have traveled up and down and had our shares of ups and downs along the way. But you know, it's rodeo, it's cowboy, and we just keep cowboying up and getting it done. And I'm so proud to have so many of our listening audience tuned in right now, as well as in Stephenville, Texas, on KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM. It has just been fantastic. Now, like I said, Thursday night, a torrential downpour overnight gave us standing water yesterday in the grounds. But I'm going to tell you, that does not stop the fun for happening down here in Abilene, Kansas. The committee members, the rodeo personnel were down here. We had kids riding in tubes in the standing water around. They were being drugged by tractors. It was a fantastic time here. And, you know, we just come together as a family. They know that a lot more work had to be done to make sure the arena was ready to go for a Friday night rodeo, and they made that happen here. So as we have talked about the committee here in Abilene, Kansas all week long, we're going to continue to do so because they have just shown what hard work and dedication is really all about here to put on such a great performance. Now, they've had Mike Mathis down here as the rodeo announcer, and, you know, it has been great hearing him. They've had Liesl Harris down here as the barrel man. We've had Dustin Brewer and Clint Hopping as the bullfighters. All of these folks have done so much to make these performances such a great and entertaining event. They also had Melissa Navarre, who is Corey Navarre's wife down here, and daughter here in the trick roping. And, you know, they have put on a great show. They've also brought in the American flag for our introduction here in Abilene, Kansas. We've had Miss Rodeo America down here. We've also had Miss Rodeo K-State down here. And those girls have had some fun. But as we were saying, folks, we got up this morning, went to a breakfast, got to speak to some men, and it was just phenomenal. Got back here to the arena, put some shorts and boots and a hat on. Now, there's a dress code for this. Now, we've talked about it all week long. There is a huge rival between the committee members and the rodeo personnel. That would include Sammy Anders and the Anders Rodeo Company, the bullfighters, you know, just everybody coming in on that side, and then the rodeo committee over on the other. Now, this has been a tradition going on here for several years, and it is a battle, folks. They take this softball game very, very seriously, but how much fun was it to have everybody out there? Now, there's rules to this game. You've got to have a cowboy hat on in order to be able to swing a bat, and if you lose your hat when you're running the bases, you're automatically out. So you've got to have cowboy boots. You've got to have a cowboy hat on in order to participate. But, man, it was so much fun. And they allowed us at Making a Rodeo Network to come in. They recruited us on the committee side. Unfortunately, we didn't have the day that we had hoped that we would have. We hit the ball twice, but unfortunately hit it right to the cowboys and the rodeo personnel. So didn't quite make it on base. But we did have a fun time down here. And, you know, that's what it's about, folks. These guys have come together as a true family all week long, and they carried that tradition on here on a Saturday morning. Now, the game is wrapped up. I will say that the Sammy Anders Rodeo Company and the rodeo personnel did win, so the Cowboys won this year. Last year it was the committee who won, so, you know, we look forward to being up here next year and seeing what's going to happen. We've also got pictures posted on our Facebook and Twitter, so you can go over there or making8rodeo.com and check out our photo gallery of all the pictures that have been coming in from us this week here in Abilene, Kansas. But fans, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're actually going to do a recap from Thursday. We're going to air some interviews that we were able to catch up with some of the guys down here on Thursday night. We've got Friday to talk about as well. So a lot of rodeo action coming your way here from the 68th Annual Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo in Abilene, Kansas. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Casey Donahue, and you are listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Network, your home for complete rodeo coverage.
Rodeo Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With bucking chute crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI. The makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection. Great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment. From bull ropes, gloves, and spurs. To ride right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook. Great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, the world's largest bull riding publication, is now featuring barebacks and saddle broncs, as well as tons of information and articles on the extreme sport of bull riding. From the PBR to the MBR, and all occasions in between, Humps and Horns covers it all. Subscribe today for the low price of just $35, and receive a new issue in your mailbox every month for a year. Visit us at humpsandhorns.com, or call 866-464-6397 to get your subscription started today. Remember, if you like bull riding, you'll love Humps and Horns.
Howdy folks, Scott here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to MakingEightRodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at MakingEightRodeo.com. Get a grip.
Give me 10 bulls and I'll cover all 10. I'm the best that there's ever been.
I sleep in my truck and I drive through the lane, getting down hard at Wycane.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making Eight Rodeo Network, the best in Texas red dirt and southern rock music and everything rodeo. We've got you covered. Two words, cowboy up. KWBY.
Players down in Tennessee, they like their country singers, and they're all about corn. Farmers in Illinois, but anywhere you go, everybody loves a cowboy. Out in California, they like their movie stars. In the Carolinas, it's the boys and race cars. And where would Kentucky be without them good old plowboys? Well, just go to Dallas. Everybody loves the cowboy. And what man wouldn't want to be John Wayne? And what woman wouldn't want to ride away? Up in the saddle, running the cattle off in the sunset with a real cool. Everybody loves a cowboy. Maybe there's magic tucked in his boots, or maybe it's the hat that makes him so cool, or it's something in his jeans, just like Gene and Roy. Whatever it is, everybody loves a cowboy. And what man wouldn't want to be John Wayne? And what woman wouldn't want to ride away? Up in the saddle, running the cattle off in the sunset with a real McCoy. Everybody loves a cowboy. Man wouldn't want to be John Wayne, and what woman wouldn't want to ride away? Up in the saddle, running the cattle off in the sunset with a real McCoy. It's that good old yes man charm that don't leave you no choice. Ain't no bull about it. Everybody loves a cowboy. Well, come on, pilgrim. Everybody loves a cowboy. everybody loves a cowboy.
This is pro angler Jay Brainerd, and when I'm on the water, I'm listening to KWBY, Cowboy Capital Cowboy Radio.
Well, all right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Saturday special as we are recapping Thursday and Friday night's event here at the 68th Annual Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo in Abilene, Kansas. Well, folks, here we go. You know, I've got to tell you, Thursday night was an exciting one. This is the first full performance going on here in Abilene, Kansas. Wednesday night, we had a Bulls, Broncs, and Barrels event, which kind of kicked things started, along with the slack that went on during the day. But Thursday night would be the performance. And here we go. We're gonna take it down to the man behind the microphone all week long here, Mike Mathis, the pro rodeo announcer. Let's take a listen and find out how everyone did, and then we'll come back with some interviews. Stay tuned. Here he is.
Hey, we're in Abilene at the Wild Bill Hickok, and what a night it was. It was wild, I can tell you that. Justin Lindquist, Kansas man, 78 points on Sammy Andrews' great horse, Coolwater. Of course, that's a Wrangler National Finals bucking horse. They've won rounds on there. Tough horse to ride. Justin piloted him to 78 to make it work. Stan Bronco, Chowchilla, California. Stan was 3-8. He ties Clayton Haas for the steer wrestling lead. And for Stan, that's very important. He's number 4 in the world right now. He finished 16th in the world once. That's a bubble away from Las Vegas. He didn't want that to happen again. He is cocked back and ready. White Barstow, Nebraska man, 78 points on Sammy's great horse, Huckleberry. That leads the bronc riding. And when our tie down calf roping, Bryson Seacrest, 9-1, is still there, but Mesquite Mahaffey from Sweetwater, he slid in with a 9-5 tonight, so he continues to tighten up in the tie-down calf roping, and with two nights to go, there's still more great talent to chase it. Team roping. It was Wrangler National Finals quality all night. Luke Brown, Colin Von Ahm, they were 4.3. That was the one that eclipsed Kobe Lovell and Martin Lucero's 4.7. Of course, Colin, former champ of the world, Luke Brown, 5 times the Wrangler National Finals. They tighten it up, but more of that caliber is here Friday and Saturday night. Lizzie Eyre, Abilene, Texas. This is a great cowgirl. Texas Circuit Finalist. She ran a 17.54, puts her in second, only behind Sabrina Ketchum, who right now, of course, is number 6 in the world standings. When it came to the bull riding tonight, we had the best. Austin Meyer, he put an 84-point bull ride on him, but Chandler Bounds stood him up. Chandler, 93 points. He rode the bull Dear Me, previously unridden. That's an own son of Reindeer Dipping. It is that kind of excitement that's happening at the Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo. We've got two more great nights. We've got a lineup of cowboys that you just can't beat. So we encourage everybody to come see us. If we can't, we'll be back right here to tell you what happened on Friday, what happened on Saturday. This is Mike Mathis. Thank you for listening. And those of you that can, we hope to see you at this rodeo or another one down the road.
All right. Thanks, Mike, for checking in with us and giving us an update on what happened. Now, this was Thursday night's performance, folks, and I do have to say it was an exciting one. Now, in the bareback riding, they actually only had one bareback rider entered up down here, and I do not know why. The grounds down here was great. The stock of Sam Andrews and the Andrews Rodeo Company is second to none. We've seen so many top-ranked caliber horses down here. Coolwater was one of the best ones, and Justin Lindquist had him for 78 points on Thursday night. Let's take a listen as we were able to catch up with Justin and talk about that ride.
Hey, guys, we're down here with the bareback leader right now, Justin Lindquist. Justin, talk to us about that horse you had.
That's an older horse, been to the national finals quite a few times. Seen him several times, and it was my first crack at him. I was tickled pink to see what I had. But he's a handful. He's the type that can get you on the ground really easy. So I'm fortunate to get by him.
Well, I'll tell you what, you brought in a pretty decent score. I think it'll be enough. We'll see if it can hold out through the week. But, man, it's got to be a good feeling. Now, you are
you're staying right around the Prairie Circuit mostly, and you've only been to about eight events this year?
Yeah, I've only been to eight. Work a full-time job, and just one a week for me. That's all I need.
Well, now, you say one a week, but you're actually, where are you heading next?
Carson, Iowa, Saturday, so I'm going to stretch it.
You're going to get two this week. Well, good deal, man. Well, with that momentum, you know, it should help you carry into the next one up there in Iowa, and want to wish you the best of luck. Congratulations here tonight.
Appreciate it.
All right, that was Justin Lindquist, who would lead Thursday night with a score 78 in the bareback riding. Now, because we only had one bareback rider, folks, what they did was they brought in the saddle bronc. They brought more horses in the chute, and, you know, surprisingly enough, I really expected to have more rides in the saddle bronc. A few guys got bucked off. They only had two qualified rides in the saddle bronc. But the horses were feeling it, and they brought their A game. You, like I said, Sammy Andrews and the Andrews Rodeo Company certainly has some of the best stock in the business. Wyatt Barnes would lead in the saddle bronc riding with a score of 78. However, because Wednesday they had the bronc riding going on down there, Jacobs Crowley would still be the leader, and he is continuing, I believe, to hold on to that lead as of today. But James Greason was another cowboy that was here. He had a score of 71 points on Applejack. Now, we had an opportunity to catch up with James, so let's hear what he had to say.
Hey, y'all, we're able to catch up with one of the saddle bronc riders here tonight, James Greason. James, tell us about your ride here tonight.
I had a horse called Applejack, and brand's 108, and she's supposed to be pretty good, and she kind of didn't have her trip tonight, and got a little long with me out there and kind of had to hustle a little bit, but 71, sitting second right now, and it was all right. I mean, got by her, you know.
That's right. Well, that's what it takes sometimes. And, you know, one of only two qualified rides here this evening in the saddle bronc, so looking pretty good. Now, where are you headed next?
We're going to Dalhart, Texas tomorrow, and got a good one there, real good one. Bay City Kitty, she's really good. They were 85 on her last weekend, and hope to get something done there.
Well, good deal, man. Now, you've been running pretty hard this summer?
Yes, sir. We've been all over the country, up north mainly, and been going at it every day, and hadn't really took a break yet, but I'll be ready whenever middle of August comes around, take me a little break.
There you go. Yeah, you just flew in from New York last night, right?
Yes, sir. We were up in Gary last night, and I got on three head there. It was a two-head deal, and I got a reride on my first one. I'm sitting second up there right now, and hopefully that'll hold. There's 6,000 out of there, and maybe that'll hold up, and we'll just hope for the best and keep going at them.
Well, there you go, man. Well, listen, we'll let you get on the road, head back down south. Safe travels, and we'll see you down the road.
All righty. Yes, sir. Thank you.
That was James Greason, 71 points on Applejack on Thursday night. That was followed behind Wyatt Barstow, 78 points on Huckleberry in the saddle bronc riding. Now, the steer wrestling was another one. This is the big man sport. Clayton Haas came in because of the slack that was run on Wednesday with the best time of 3.8. However, Stan Bronco would also tie that time with another 3.8 in the steer wrestling. And Stan, you know, like Mike was saying earlier, you know, Stan had just missed the NFR, finished 16th here a little while back. So he's looking to make a statement. He needs that run, and certainly glad to see him. Would it be enough to hold out through the remainder of the weekend? Well, we're just going to have to wait and see. But I'll tell you, it's a pretty good time coming into Saturday night's performance. Now, in the tie-down roping, like I said, tie-down has been pretty exciting as well. I believe that 9.1 is still leading it, or was still leading it, going into Thursday's round. In the team roping, we had Stephenville, Texas native Luke Brown and Colin Von Ann with a time of 4.3 being the fastest of the night on a Thursday night. So, great for those guys to get things kicked off, and they would take the lead here and see if that will pay off throughout the weekend. And the barrel racing, you know, we talked about Sabrina Ketchum. She was the leader in the slack on Wednesday. That carried over from, you know, through Thursday performance. Lizzie Air from Abilene, Texas, had a time of 17.54. To finish top in Thursday's performance, but sitting second in the overall. Now, the bull riding was exciting, folks. We had some of the top names down here, from Trevor Kastner to Trey Benton III to Austin Meyer, Skeeter Kingsolver, Elliot Jacoby. I'm telling you, the list is long and distinguished. Chandler Bounds was also here on a Thursday night. Now, with that competition being down here, you know the Andrews Rodeo Company has the best stock here. This is going to be an opportunity for some big scores. We'll find out how it goes. Clint Hoppings is one of the bullfighters down here, and we had a few minutes to catch up with Clint. So let's hear what Clint had to say about the bullfighting going on down here in Abilene, Kansas.
Hey, y'all, we're down here with one of the bullfighters, Clint Hopping. Clint, man, I'm telling you, getting pretty wild down here in Kansas. What do you think?
Yeah, it is. Really great crowd, and the bulls are loving it too. So, I don't know, as soon as the gate opens, it seems like each one of them's just coming alive more than usual.
Oh, I know. You know, last night we got a chance to watch you here in the Bulls, Bronx, and Barrels event, and I got to say that was pretty impressive to watch you turn around some of those. Those Bulls were definitely feeling it, took it to the Cowboys. We only had two qualified rides, and we're going to keep that up tonight.
You know, I think tonight we'll probably see a few more qualified rides. You know, there's some really good guys out, and so as a bullfighter, I like watching that front row seat to, you know, an 86-point ride is a lot of fun. So that's what I'm hoping to see.
Well, I'll tell you what, tonight is round one. We've got tomorrow night as well as Saturday night as well. It's going to be a great time, man. It's great catching up with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Looking forward to the whole weekend.
Yeah, all right. You know, and that was Clint. What a fantastic bullfighter this guy is. If you guys have not seen him out there, you need to make sure that you're at one of his rodeos. And if you have to climb down the buck and shoot, it's great to see Clint on the other side out there ready to step in and take those shots. He's done a fantastic job down here along with Dustin Brewer, who I believe we may catch up with here a little bit later on in our show. But going back to the bull riding, folks, now Trey Benton III was actually here on Wednesday. He brought in the highest mark ride with a score of 85 points. But Thursday night, we would have some of the top names in the business, including two of your favorites in Austin Meyer, Skeeter Kingsolver. Now, unfortunately, Skeeter got bucked off right at the whistle. Man, it was so close. It was a judge's call on that one. You know, unfortunately, didn't pay off for Skeeter here in Abilene, Kansas. But Austin Meyer, now he had a ranked bull. This young bull actually flipped over on him in the chute, got turned around. They had to turn the bull back around, but Austin did not let it bother him one bit. This is it. That was where most cowboys really get brought down, but it didn't affect Austin in the least. Came out, made an 85-point bull ride. He is tied for second place right now in the bull riding. We had an opportunity to catch up with Austin, so let's hear what he had to say.
All right, guys, we're down here with one of the bull riders in tonight's event, Austin Meyer. Austin, you kind of had yourself a little trouble in the shoe, man. That bull was trying to give it to you, but you took it back and kind of got it back, 84 tonight, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's just part of getting on a calf, you know. It don't mean they ain't good once you get out of the box, but there's sometimes a little hair trigger in there, and he was, but not too bad. We was able to try it again, I guess you'd say round two, and it worked out for a good score.
Yeah, sure did. Now, you've been doing pretty good here these last week or so, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, especially this run we're on right now, it's been great. Won Hill City, left winning Sydney, Iowa, and then splitting third and fourth leaving here, you know. So hopefully all the scores hold out, and we'll wait and see. But, you know, at least putting scores on the board.
That's right. You're not done yet. Where are you headed next?
Oh, no, we got Dodge City coming up next, and that's, you know, that's a good one. That's Kansas Tour Rodeo, and, you know, looking forward to going and hopefully come out of there with a big check. I know I've got a really good bull drawn.
Well, good deal, man. Well, good luck to you. Carry that momentum on. We look forward to seeing you down the road.
Thanks, you bet.
Hi. Austin Meyer come out with an 85-point ride. I know we had said 84, the official score coming in, 85. He is tied for second place right now with Trey Benton III, who is also having a pretty good run. You know, and we talked about the Cowboy Christmas earlier in July, but this is still going on. I mean, they had four events here. Delhart, Texas is going on. So many other rodeos are going on, fans. If you guys are in the area, you need to go check out prorodeo.com. find out where these rodeos are going to be in your neck of the woods so you can get out and watch some of the top calibers rolling through. But as we said, Chandler Bounds came in, had a bull drawn by the name of Dear Me of the Andrews Rodeo Company. He came out with an explosive 93-point ride, and it was every bit of it, folks. We had an opportunity to catch up with Chandler for a few seconds, so let's take a listen to what Chandler had to say.
All right, guys, we're down here with Chandler Bounds. Chandler, big ride tonight. Talk us about walk us through that ride you just had.
Oh, yeah, great bull. Sammy said he was going to blow out there one or two and turn back around left, and he didn't blow out there. He was right there in the gate around left and really bucked. Big black ball-faced bull, and turned out pretty good. I was 93.
Yeah, 93 points. I'll tell you what, that sure was good. Now, how have you been doing so far?
It's been all right year. You know, I've had my ups and downs, but hopefully it just keeps on getting better.
Yeah, well, 93 taking that point. I know you got to run, but we appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, that was Chandler Bounds. We were able to catch up with him after that 93-point ride. And as of right now, he would still be your leader going into Friday and Saturday's performances. Now, another guy that we actually had an opportunity to catch up with for a few minutes is a legend in the sport, folks. He's already in the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame, and I'm talking about the barrel man here, Liesl Harris. And if you guys have not seen him perform, you're missing out. Liesl has been down here in Abilene, Kansas all week. We had an opportunity to catch up with him for a few minutes, so let's hear what he had to say.
All right, we're down here with the entertainer in Abilene, Kansas, but this guy has been around for a long, long time, Liesl Harris. Liesl, it is an honor to meet you, sir. Talk to us about what it's like for you to be down here in Abilene.
Well, it's really nice to be back in Abilene. I was here in the late 80s and when they were just beginning to get the rodeo kind of off the ground and start to where it is now. And I guess I've been here probably 10 years, maybe 12 years, something totally. And so I got lots of friends here. It's good to come back and see them. Good to go and come back and entertain them. I love working, and I still do about 100 performances a year, but I'm doing the 100 performances that I want to do now instead of ones I used to have to do for a check. So I enjoy it.
Well, that's part of the luxury of being in the industry and doing it for 50-plus years. I mean, that just says a lot for somebody to be able to stay in the business and stay healthy. Do you have a secret?
Well, I fought bulls for 36 years. And when I quit fighting bulls, I stayed active. But I was doing comedy to begin with. When I first started fighting bulls, I started doing comedy with it. So it was natural for me once I retired from fighting bulls to fall right into the comedy and just stay in shape. I'll be 77 years old in November, and I feel great. I still got a lot of rodeos. I've got a lot of acts I want to build, and so a lot of comedy. I'm still working on my timing.
Well, no chance that we're going to see Liesl retire anytime soon, and that's great because you've entertained so many Liesl throughout the years. We're great. Glad to see you down here in Abilene.
Glad to be here. Thank you a lot.
And that is one of the legends, folks, Liesl Harris, who was here in Abilene, Kansas. And, you know, he has entertained the thousands that have showed up here for this rodeo all week long. And we've still got one more performance coming up Saturday night here in Abilene, Kansas, and it is going to be great. When we come back, folks, we're going to talk about Friday night's performance. We've got a lot more action coming your way, so stay tuned to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on the Saturday Special Edition. We'll be right back.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Makin' 8 Rodeo Network.
Hey guys, this is Luke Kaufman, and you're listening to the best in cowboy music on KWBY, the Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
Keep heading to the field, kick holes in the bulls. I ain't gonna be an Amarillo by morning.
Extreme Sports Medics, for the most in medical standbys. Extreme Sports Medics has it all. With offices in Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma City, and Texas, and can be licensed in any state. Contact Extreme Sports Medics for your next event. Whether it's a race or sporting event, company picnic or party, Special Olympics or Relay for Life event. One call does it all. Also providing certified medical bullfighters and specialty acts for your next rodeo. Extreme Sports Medics is proud to provide medical standby for International Finals Rodeo and the 2012 ACRA Medical Team of the Year. Also an official dealer for Two Bulls Sports Rub. ExtremeSportsMedics.com.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Make It A Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Make It Eight Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out MakeItEightRodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making 8 Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love watching you together.
Hey, this is Sam Riggs of Sam Riggs and the Night People, and you're listening to the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Saturday special as we are recapping both rounds Thursday and Friday night's performances. So we have got a lot to talk about. We've had some great interviews as we've been able to catch up with some of the top cowboys and cowgirls rolling through Abilene, Kansas for the 68th annual Wild Bill Hickok PRCA Rodeo. And we also have Mike Mathis down here, who has been great at giving us some overall coverage and results as to what's been happening each night performance, and that is going to continue to carry on here, folks. We were able to catch up with him last night after the performance, so let's go down to Mike Mathis and wrap it up.
Rodeo recap from right here in Abilene, Kansas, the Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo. Another great performance here tonight. Bareback riding Joe Gunderson of Agger, South Dakota, was 82 points. The bareback riding right now, that puts him to the top of the leaderboard. And Bray Arms from Ponder, Texas, he's racing for another trip to the national finals. He was 3-8. That ties him in a three-way tie for first place. Bradley Harder, Weatherford, Texas, the high marked ride tonight of 81 points on Sammy Andrews. Riley's Raising Cane. However, it's still Jacobs Crawley that's on top of the leaderboard when we talk about bronc riding champs. Tie down roping. Well, tonight, Cato Llewellyn from Morrison, Oklahoma, was a 7-8. He takes over the lead, but some quick times here tonight. Cheyenne Harper was 8 flat, so these guys came to rope here tonight. We'll see what's going to happen on Saturday. Team roping, Nick Rawlings and Derek Peterson, they were 4-3. That ties Luke Brown and Colin Von Arm for the overall lead. Barrel racing, it's tough. The lady from Yoshio, New Mexico, Sabrina Ketchum, she's still on top of the leaderboard. Fast time tonight, Debbie Bloxham. The ground was a little heavy, 18-70. Bull riding champ of the world, Cody Teal tonight, had an option of a re-ride, had a 68-point score. Cody Sore said, you know what, I'm going to keep it. I'm the only qualified rider. I'm going to get the ground money. So we're going to see Chandler Bounce still on top of the leaderboard, the 93. With that, it was tough enough to wear pink, and, of course, a great night. Money raised here tonight for, well, the fight against breast cancer, to raise the awareness. We're glad to be a part of it, and we invite everybody, if you're within the sound of this and can, Saturday night, you'll find us here for the finale at the Wild Bill Hickok in Abilene.
All right. Thanks, Mike, for checking in with us here on a Friday night and recapping this night's event. Now, like Mike was saying, the bareback riding, we did have a few more bareback riders than we did on Thursday night, and it was great to see these guys. Justin Lindquist came in with a score of 78. He was the leader coming into the Friday night's performance. But, like Mike said, Joe Gunderson had a great horse of the Andrews Rodeo Company in Walk Hard, came out with a score of 82 points. So that moved Justin Lindquist into second place. Joe Gunderson was in first. And I believe we had a chance to check in with Joe, so let's take it down and see what he had to say after that ride.
All right, guys, we're down here with Joe Gunderson, the leader right now in the bareback riding with 82 points. Joe, talk to us about that ride you had.
They call that horse Walk Hard. He's been to the finals. I've been on him before, about 82 or so on him, too. He's a big, strong horse, bucks. I kind of could have rode him a little bit better, but, you know, it's just part of it when you get on one of them buckers. You just got to survive. So.
That's right. Now, is he one that you want to get on every time when you see him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a horse that in no way are you disappointed when he's next to your name, because you can dang sure win on him.
Well, 82 points, and you're leading it right now. Now, where are you headed next?
I go to Phillipsburg, Kansas tomorrow. So.
You got to take a break after that?
No, it's pretty much straight for another week or so. So.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Congratulations tonight, and good luck down the road.
Thank you.
All right. That was Joe Gunderson, your leader in the bareback riding with a score of 82 points coming into the finale here on Saturday night. Now down to the steer wrestling. You know, Clayton Hall started things off with a 3.8 in the slack. We had a tie for that here on Thursday night's performance with Stan Bronco, and tonight would be no different. We would have a third 3.8 run in the steer wrestling. Bray Arms would be the guy that comes in and ties for first place here in the steer wrestling with a time of 3.8. Going down to the saddle bronc riding fans, another one that was real exciting. We've got some great guys that had shown up down here ready to get things done. Jacobs Crowley was still the leader coming into Friday night's performance with a score of 84 points. But Bradley Harder, now he had a great horse, Raising Cane. This is a bucking machine of the Andrews Rodeo Company, and they had a special dedication as they have renamed this horse officially from Raising Cane to Riley's Raising Cane. And there's a reason behind that. We're going to take it down to Bradley Harder and talk a little bit about that ride that he had on Riley's Raising Cane.
All right, guys, we're down here with tonight's Saddle Bronc winner with 81 points, Bradley Harder. Bradley, talk to us about that ride you had here tonight.
Thank God I stayed on. It was kind of an emotional deal. They named that horse after a girl that passed away in a car accident, and her dad was behind the chutes I'd met and kind of cheered me on, and her boyfriend was the pickup man, so it's kind of emotional. I got on that horse, only been rode once all year, and I wanted to stay on, and thank God it worked out the way it did.
Yeah, you sure did. 81 points, and that puts you in second place, but the leader here tonight gave you a little day money. But, yeah, it's pretty special when they name a horse after a young girl down here, Raleigh's Raising Cane, and you come out there and make the ride you did. So how have you been doing out here this week?
Well, it's like I said, I've been real blessed this week. I was winning Dodge City and winning Dalhart, Texas, so it's been a great week, and just hope keep it rolling through the week and into next week.
That's right. Where are you headed next?
Go to Phillipsburg tomorrow, then Dodge City, then Sikeston, Missouri. So we're just lots of miles.
That's right. Well, listen, man, congratulations here tonight on your win, or your lead here anyway. Second place right now going into tomorrow night, and we look forward to seeing you down the road. Safe travel.
You bet. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, that was Bradley Harder. And, you know, you can't say enough about the Andrews Rodeo Company, you know, to really show their appreciation and their respect for so many along the way. Now, they've got PTSD Power Play, who is a great bareback horse, dedicated him to the military and those that suffer from PTSD. You know, and when the opportunity arose, they couldn't find a better horse, Raising Cane, to dedicate this horse to a special young girl down here, and renaming this horse officially to Riley's Raising Cane. Bradley Harder had him to last night, came out and turned out a fabulous ride, 81 points. Going to put him in second place behind Jacobs Crowley coming into the finale here on Saturday. Moving on down to the tie-down roping. Now, we had some great times. Bryson Seacrest had a time of 9.1, which was looking real, real strong going into Friday night. However, there would be some lead changes, you know. And I've got to say, I really, man, I was blown away. These guys were really matching times. We had a lot of no times to get us started. Then going down, we had Peyton Emmett turned in a time of 8.3. Right behind him, Cheyenne Harper had a run of 8.0. So I really thought, man, I'll tell you, this guy's got a great time. He's running for that 8-second mark. Usually making 8 is going to get you there in the money. And, you know, but there were some guys that had a little bit more to it. Now, Trevor Brazil was entered in the tie-down roping down here. Turned out in no time, unfortunately, for Trevor. So it was a short night for him in the tie-down roping. But Cato Llewellyn was here, and he is dedicated to making a strong run. Turned in a time of 7.8 seconds, folks, and that is enough to take the lead here coming into the finale on Saturday, followed by Cheyenne Harper with a time of 8.0. So congratulations to both of those guys for turning in some great times on a Friday night. We had an opportunity to check in with Cato, so let's go down to the arena and see what he had to say.
Hi, guys. We're down here with the leader in the tie-down roping, Cato Llewellyn. Cato, talk to us about that run you had.
Man, I had a great cast the first time they was 9 on her. I thought I'd just get me a good start, safe start, and hope the crap everything worked out like it did, and it did.
Well, you took a chance. You only took one wrap on him and ended up working out for you, right?
Yes, sir, one wrap. Like I said, she took it the first time, so I thought, well, we'll try it again. A little muddy. Maybe she wouldn't try as hard today.
Well, it did pay off. Time of 7.8, and that's leading the overall here. Now, you've been taking some time off. You were actually out of country here this last week?
Yeah, I just got back from Jamaica. Me and my wife did 2 days ago, and we thought we'd just enter these rodeos up here in Kansas on the weekend, and it's out paid off.
Well, it certainly is. Coming back a little relaxed from Jamaica. Where are you headed next?
Phillipsburg, Kansas tomorrow night, then back home.
Well, good deal, man. Good luck to you and safe travel.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, that was Cato, who ended up turning in a fast time of 7.8 seconds in the tie-down roping. Also want to make mention, Fred Whitfield was also here. Unfortunately, turned out a no time, as well as Trevor Brazil. So both of those guys, world champions, having a rough go at it here in Abilene, Kansas. But the great thing is there's so many rodeos going on still. These guys still have a great shot at making that run for the Wrangler National Finals there in Las Vegas in December. Now going down to team roping, we would also have the world champion team ropers, Trevor Brazil and Patrick Smith here. Unfortunately for those guys, once again in the team roping, not working out for Trevor Brazil, but it is working out for some Stephenville Cowboys. You know, you can't say enough about those Cowboys coming out of Stephenville, the Cowboy Capital. Thursday night, Luke Brown, Colin Von Ann turned in a great time of 4.3 seconds. Last night, it would be none other than another Stephenville, Texas native, Nick Rawlings, and Derek Peterson, who also would turn in a time of 4.3 seconds. Some great times by both of those teams. Two of those guys being from Stephenville, Texas, really shows you the caliber of talent that is there and makes their home right there in the Cowboy Capital. Now, is 4.3 seconds going to be enough going into Saturday night, tonight's championship round? We're going to have to hold on and wait and see. It's going to be a great one, folks. Now, in the barrel racing, we have some top names that were down here as well. A lot of cowgirls ended up turning out. You know, the weather has been so rough here in Kansas, a lot of them decided that they were just not going to take their chances and compete in any of these events up here in Kansas. But the arena here in Abilene, I've got to say, is second to none. So many compliments coming in from so many of the barrel racers. We heard team ropers and tie-down ropers come through and thank the committee firsthand as they were exiting the arena on how great this arena was set up for these guys. Despite the weather that was here, this committee is second to none to making great things happen and making sure this arena is safe and ready to go for these performances. But I do want to say that, in the barrel racing, Sabrina Ketchum ran a 17.41 in the slack. Now, that was holding on going into tonight's performance and would continue on here on a Friday night. So 17.41 is leading coming into Saturday night's round. However, we were able to catch up with Shadow Brazil from Decatur, Texas, and she had a run of 19.57, however, ended up also knocking a barrel. But it was great to catch up with Shadow. Let's take a listen to what she had to say about being here in Abilene, Kansas.
All right, we're down here with barrel racer Shadow Brazil. Shadow, talk to us about your run here tonight. I know it wasn't what you expected.
No, didn't have much luck today. Hit the first barrel. My horse was just kind of overworking, and the crowd sits right there at the first barrel, so it's a tight turn, and we just hit it on the backside.
Well, talk to us about how you've been doing here. I know you've been running real well this season, right?
Well, it's been up and down, but it's kind of turned around, going a little bit better. He's placed at the last five rodeos before I came here, so he's starting to work good again, and I'm excited to keep running him.
Well, good. Now, where are you headed next?
I'm headed to Dodge City. I'm up there in the morning.
Well, great. Well, good luck to you tomorrow. Hopefully you have a little bit better run. Now, talk to us quickly about the arena down here. What do you think about that, considering all the rain they've had?
You know, I couldn't believe the ground conditions were as good as they were. I saw pictures on Facebook of trailers out in the parking lot and water just standing in the parking lot. And I really thought that I'd just come over here and watch Trevor in the stands. And I ran up to just check their arena, and I couldn't believe it. The committee has worked their tail off, and just couldn't be more thankful for a committee trying that hard. It just will for sure come back.
Well, listen, thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing you down the road. Good luck.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, that was Shadow Brazil. This is one young lady that we also look forward to seeing at the Wrangler National Finals in December. Of course, she's got a great supporting cast in Trevor Brazil, and he knows a thing or two about winning a world champion buckle. So Shadow is breaking out in the barrel racing, and she is doing very, very well. Unfortunately, here in Abilene, not as much luck, but she has got more rodeos going on this weekend, folks. Now, into the bull riding. You know, we saw an explosive bull ride on Thursday night. Chandler bounced 93 points. We also had a great ride out of Austin Meyer down here. Trey Benton III on Wednesday. We have seen some pretty good bull riding action. We have definitely seen some high-caliber bulls down here with the Andrews Rodeo Company. Now, we also had a chance to check in with our second bullfighter down here working all week long, Dustin Brewer. So let's go down and hear what he had to say about being here in Abilene, Kansas.
Hi, y'all. We're down here with one of the bullfighters here this evening in Abilene, Kansas, Dustin Brewer. Dustin, what do you think, man? Abilene's been going on pretty good so far.
Yeah, it has. They had a lot of good scores last night. There's still a little gap in there. Some guys can, you know, make some rides and get in there for some money.
Certainly. Well, Dustin, tell us, how long have you actually been down here fighting for the Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo?
This is my 13th year.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've been a long time down. Now, you're from around here?
No, I'm actually from Oklahoma, Elk City, Oklahoma.
Really?
I live in Wisconsin now with my wife and two boys. So.
Wisconsin, huh? Bet you it gets cold up there. Ice fishing in the wintertime?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to ice fish, or you can't live up there.
That's right. Now, have you been out at a bunch of other events this year?
I've been to a few. I don't go as hard as I used to, but I've been to a few, and shoot, it seems like everywhere I go it rains. So maybe not as much as it did last night, but it does rain.
Well, you may have brought that down here with you, because I'll tell you, it sure did rain down here. But I'll tell you, we've had a great time down here in Abilene. It's been great watching you out here.
Yeah, and you know, I'll tell you what, the rodeo committee had busted their butt, you know, getting the grounds ready. And man, it sure helps everybody. Helps the livestock, helps the contestants, helps the contract personnel. It's been a good time, really.
Well, what's it been like for you to step in that arena, you know, with those bulls and work around them? You've been able to get around pretty good with them for what the committee did, right?
Yeah, I mean, the ground's great. And, you know, we have a lot of contestants come in and just cannot believe how good the arena is. I mean, they came from Phillipsburg. They came from Hill City to where the conditions are pretty bad. And it would have been this way, same way here, if some guys wouldn't have got in and done what they did.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I'll tell you, we sure appreciate catching up with you. Good luck, and we'll see you down the road.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, that was Dustin Brewer, one of your other bullfighters down here in Abilene, Kansas. But last night, the time to beat would be 93 points. We had a world champion bull rider down here in Cody Teal. Man, I'll tell you, you know, had a lot of guys actually buck off, and we had some top names. Jared Craig was down here. Josh Cashel was down here, who was running really, really well. Bo Schroeder, who is here, we have heard his name a lot, bucked off. There would be one qualified ride, and that would come from your world champion bull rider, Cody Teal. However, it wasn't a great ride. 68 points is what they gave him with an option of a re-ride. Cody Teal made a business decision. Now, he is sitting sixth place in the average right now, which would put him in the money. He also got some day money as being the only qualified ride last night. So he made a business decision, said, I'm going to take the day money. I'll take my chances and see what's going to happen on Saturday. We had a chance to catch up with Cody, so let's hear what he had to say.
All right, y'all, we are catching up with tonight's actual round winner, right, with 68, Cody Teal, the world champion bull rider. Cody, talk to us about that ride you had there, Vicious Bender.
Yeah, that bull's usually way better than that. He started out like he usually does, going right, and then when I thought he was going back left, he just kind of sailed off, and wasn't his typical day, but being kind of toward the end, I just chose to keep my score and just go for that day money, and I think I'm still placing the rodeo right now, so we'll see what happens after tomorrow night, but happy with the decision, I guess.
Well, it is. It's a business decision. You know, sometimes you take your chances. Now, you've had a pretty good week down here, right?
Yeah, it's this weekend. I just had going to Dodge City last night. They got me down over there, but after tonight, we'll go home for a couple of days and go to Lufkin Extreme Bulls. There's some good ones next week to get some good money at, so looking forward.
Well, good luck, man. It's been great watching you down here. We look forward to seeing you down the road, hopefully in Las Vegas, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All right, Cody. Take care.
You too.
Well, folks, that was Cody Teal, your world champion bull rider, checking in with us here in Abilene, Kansas. And that is going to wrap up our show here today on a special Saturday edition of the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. I hope you guys have had a great time tuning in to the Making A Rodeo Network and KWBY in Stephenville, Texas. We are so glad to be here in Abilene, Kansas. We look forward to getting back, and you guys cannot miss out on an opportunity to come down and watch a fantastic rodeo all week long. So make sure to put it on your calendars. If you're not going to be here in the championship round tonight, make sure to tune in and get it down here next year. So until tomorrow, fans, when we bring you our rodeo reports, we will see you down the rodeo trail.
Wild horses and honky-tonking bars drive the man to chase gold buckles and guitars. I don't do it for the money, I can't blame the fame. It's been a long, hard ride, still I saddle up just the same. I'm rolling right along, sky above is blue. I got the winter rolled down and I'm listening to Chris LeDoux. Half a can of caffeine running through my veins. Riding rain or shine and I'm never pulling back the reins. Now you may not see me on your TV. I'm seldom heard, on your radio. But if you're looking, you might just find me somewhere between the road and the rodeo.